into I am a queen. I am a queen.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
This is Records Management, and I am Adrian.
I am Natalie.
I thought you were going to say more there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say more there. I'm just keeping tabs on our latest listener. Big shout out to, I believe her name is Emily.
Mm.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
We've gained one listener.
Plus one. We got some big news. We know the final results of our fun drive, drive.
Not conclusive, but a pretty good estimate, I've been told.
Yes.
$255.
Woo! Woo! Yes. That's a lot for our show,
yeah.
I like to think.
I didn't think anyone was going to donate, so.
I thought we were going to get like $17.
And
so.
My pessimism did not prepare me for the consequences of people donating. So what are the consequences, Adrian?
We are going to have to eat three, count of three, spicy peppers on video.
We might even do the bonus one.
We may. I may do it.
May or may not.
Natalie may do it. We haven't decided yet.
I'm hurting on the inside.
We don't have to, but we love you guys so much, we might.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it.
So a big thank you to everyone who donated. You
yes.
helped out the radio station.
Thank you all so much.
You've done your good deed of the year. Yourself on the shoulder.
Off the top of my head, I know that like Isabel, Victoria, Elizabeth, Joella, Dave, my brother, Alex, I think my parents. I think those are the people I know for sure that
donated.
If
we forgot you, feel free to call in and complain. Because we've never gotten a caller before, and we would like a caller, even if they're just there to complain.
I had a caller last week, but I didn't know how to turn them on to the air. So
oh, no.
I tried to juggle that, and it didn't work very well. But we have $255 raised, which means we're going to eat, in order, jalapeno, Thai chili pepper, habanero.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Doesn't sound like a lot for most people, but for me, it is a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot.
Possibly still eat Satan's toe. I haven't decided on that one yet.
All right. So what are we listening to first, Adrian?
Well, I was thinking this week, in between last Monday and today, it basically feels like winter's over.
Winter did conclude officially.
Officially, but like I go
today,
based on
so
weather.
I don't
like I don't care. Like oh, it's the first summer solstice day or whatever. Like to me, it's like
all
cool.
The astrology people of the internet are going to explode.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The first summer solstice day or whatever. Let's pretend he didn't say that. Only because I don't want an onslaught of negativity clogging up the phone lines.
Astrology hate mail.
Astrology hate mail. The worst kind.
No, for me, it's like I go based on the weather. Like I don't, it's not like, oh, today's spring equinox, so it's the first day of spring.
Is that your second attempt?
No,
anyway,
that's legitimately what I think. No, okay, I have to explain why I'm picking this song. So this song is called Ink for a Star by the Great Lake Swimmers, and they released this album in 2017. It was only like four or five songs. It was all holiday songs, and they did a lot of like really old 17th century holiday songs, so that's pretty cool. And this song is like it's a comfy winter song. So you know what? It's like, to me, it's winter swan song because now winter's over. So let's take a listen This is Ink for a Star by the Great Lake Swimmers.
Thank you. I am climbing Table Mountain. The windswept rage is truly pounding. All the deeds undone I'm counting. All the words that stung are mounting.
That was Climbing Table Mountain by Noreen Braun. We also heard Fire on the Beach by Hollis and the Widows. And the first song we heard was Ink for a Star by the Great Lakes Swimmers off their 2017 album, They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore. They don't make winter like that anymore. And that's why I played that song. That's
any
what
time someone says they don't make them like that anymore, it's like they definitely still make everything like that.
Do
these
they?
Days. Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah. Maybe not for winter. There are some reasons why winter is changing.
Yeah.
That we shall not get into this hour, but
we don't have enough time. No, that's why I chose that song, because it was a winter song followed by a song of things I want to do in the summer, which is have fires on the beach, even though most beaches don't let you have fires.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't go to the beach, so I don't know this.
You
this
would know that.
This is genuinely like news to me. Like, I don't really go to the beach ever.
Yeah, you're not supposed
except
to have...
Except for like... walking a dog on a beach. Oh. Like I do that in the winter.
That's
but I don't like
I was gonna say that
do the barbecue thing.
That's like a bitch on the beach.
What?
A female dog on the beach.
Is that radio friendly?
Yeah, why not?
I'm getting anxious.
Coming up next, I'm going to mix it up a little bit because I chose some songs that want to represent having fun and the new season that is upon us. So the first band that I chose a song from is called Forbidden Dimension, and they're actually from Calgary. They've been playing music since 1988, and they released a new album this October. And they describe themselves as Canada's longest-running horror rock band. They're pretty cool.
I've never heard of them, so I'm pretty excited.
They're literally as old as I am.
I
just outed myself.
Existed in Calgary as long as my parents have lived in Calgary.
Yep.
88, I think.
Yep. And this song's pretty
Olympics.
Fun.
Olympics. Yeah, Olympics. There we
Olympics.
Go.
The Olympics were in Calgary in 88?
Yeah, at least I think. Don't quote me on that. I should know this.
Oh.
Let's play the song.
Yeah. you know what? This is.
Can someone in the group chat fact check that for me?
Hidden Dimension, they're still stranded in their. Or sorry, Forbidden Dimension. They're still stranded in their Forbidden Dimension with no escape in sight. They're still making music. This is Sweet Cheryl Kermit.
Yeah. Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
That was Hurt Me by The Odds. We also heard the song Stairway by Yukon Blonde. And the first song was Sweet Cheryl Kermit by Forbidden Dimension. They're self-styled Canada's longest running horror rock band.
What was that about you not liking bands that are named after places that they don't come from?
Oh yeah, Yukon Blonde. Less fun fact, point this out, from Kelowna. So,
what's with that?
Yeah. What's the deal with that? I don't know. I guess I should get over it at this point because it seems like everyone does that.
So trendy right now. So or maybe has been for a long time. I'm just not up on the trends. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're playing music today that reminds us of the new season that has apparently started both in weather and in the stars.
Yeah. How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
Is that what that look was? How do I feel about that? I don't know. browsing Instagram today, I saw a little meme.
Was it epic?
No.
Oh.
Nothing close to it. It was like, 'tis the season to find out if it's seasonal depression or depression.
Joke's on you.
Depression,
it's both.
Depression. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I got a song for that seasonal depression that should probably be leaving anytime now. It's called Turn Up by The Heavy. And you know what?
Is it actually called Turn Up?
It's called Turn Up.
All
and it's great. It's super fun. Are you excited?
No.
Are you ready to turn up?
No.
Well, we're going to turn up.
All right, let's turn it up.
Coming out. up those eyeballs, your dose of 24 consecutive hours of essential cinema returns to the Cinematheque this spring. Join us for the 24-hour movie marathon, March 30th to 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's the Sleep Be Damned Challenge that only the most seasoned cinephiles dare to tussle with. A super secret lineup of films will be served, a medley of forgotten gems and art house hits from around the world. There will be prizes, complimentary craft beer, tasty treats, and much more. This event is 19 plus. Tickets are $60 and seating is very limited. Reserve your ticket today by visiting thecinematheque.ca.
Didn't give me enough time to yawn.
The song ended when the song ended.
You just heard Red Planet by Soda Pony, and then before that you heard Mr. Maybe by Church of Trees, and then at the top of that set was Turn Up by The Heavy.
And we're turning up for
what? Are we turning up for
spring?
Oh yes.
I gotta apologize, I forgot that Soda Pony song had in it a single explicit lyric in it.
Yeah. So avert your baby
retroactively
ears.
Maybe avoid that if you can. Yeah.
If you didn't pay attention to it, yeah. Do not go back on the website and listen to the podcast of our show.
Yeah.
Wait, no, do if you would to anyway.
Like, harsh. Red Pony or Soda Pony. Red Pony. Soda Pony is actually a band from the Yukon. Cool enough.
Nice.
Unlike Yukon Blonde. We're from Kelowna. I'm just going to keep bringing that up.
Do you put these on the playlist so that you can say how much you hate it?
Tomato,
is it intentional?
Like... Tomato, tomato.
All right, what's up next?
We got a song by Australian band OPEP, exclamation point after the second P in PEP. It's by Olivia Haley and Pepita Emricks out of Melbourne. And they're a pretty cool band. They do a lot of, like, their music is super folky and relaxed and kind of dreamy folk. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it. But in 2009, Pepita actually appeared as a child actress in the film Where the Wild Things Are. And their music sounds like it would be music for that show. And I'm assuming she was too young to play in a band at that time. But I like to think that that had some kind of influence on her musical direction. So this is War Song by OPEP.
Weary, waiting at your door, waiting at your golden door. Come tomorrow, I'll be gone. Come tomorrow, I'll be waiting at your door, breaking down your door, shaking down your golden door. I stole from my sister's brother's mother's lover's house. If I hadn't done it, would you still have found me out? They say when I'm in line, I get my high from my father's side. Once I have done my time, I'll get back in line. I stole from my sister's brother's mother's lover's house. If I hadn't done it, would you still have found me out? Now I'm weird. Waiting at your door, waiting at your golden door. Come tomorrow, I'll be gone. Come tomorrow, I'll be waiting at your door, shaking at your door, breaking down your golden door. Now you've gone to war and wild, you say it's to explore. I
I contains my mother's heart and the way that I see through. Do you know I'm just a lost soul?
Soul in pockets full of stones, sinking down into this puddle through these muddy unknowns, into reflections of home, tone and echoes and drones. I'm sending slow motion ripples through the underwater. Father, I can see you, you continue passing to me what is in you. I can feel your fishy swimming in my dish of blood and tissue. And although we've had our issues, I have healed and stitched the situation. Traces of my mother flowing in me like a ritual.
rest up those eyeballs. Your dose of 24 consecutive hours of essential cinema returns to the Cinematheque this spring. Join us for the 24-hour movie marathon, March 30th to 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's the Sleep Be Damned Challenge that only the most seasoned cinephiles dare to tussle with. A super secret lineup of films will be served, a medley of forgotten gems and art house hits from around the world. There will be prizes, complimentary craft beer, tasty treats, and much more. This event is 19+. Tickets are $60 and seating is very limited. Reserve your ticket today by visiting thecinematheque.ca.
Yeah, that was another ad for the 24-hour movie marathon. I'm really excited for it. Yes.
That sound will haunt your dreams.
Yeah. What did we just listen to, Nat?
We just heard Running to You by Elsa. And before that, we heard Bones by the Honeytongues. Mm-hmm. And then at the top of that set, we heard War Song by OPEP.
The Honeytongues are, interestingly, a collective of 8 singer-songwriters from Vancouver who play, quote-unquote, swamp opera. Swamp opera.
Say that 5 times fast.
Swampra.
Don't.
Yeah, we're coming up to the end of our show here today.
Jack is in the spot.
He's ready to go. We hope you had fun celebrating the end of winter and the beginning of spring with us. And we got one more song. It's going to be Pond by Elvis's Flame, or it's going to be Elvis's Flaming Star by Pond.
And after that, please stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies.
Yes. So I guess this has been Records Management, and I'm Adrian.
I'm Natalie, and I hope you manage to have a good night.